Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm ovulating. Give me what I want.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin, Katie, and Rain on 106.5 The End.
In Texas. Time for another edition of What You Doing Over There, Texas? A Texas woman allegedly assaulted her common-law husband after the... What?
That just sounds like a very Texas...
Yeah, common-law husband.
After the man didn't respond to a question that he was asked. What was the question? Great question, Katie.
Thank you.
They were at a movie theater... When the woman asked the man, do I look pretty? So then when the husband didn't respond, she became very upset. They were forced to leave the theater. And then it was after that that the husband claimed that she repeatedly hit him in the face multiple times. The beatings continued once the couple arrived at home, where the wife continued to assault him even after another family member intervened in an attempt to stop her. She was arrested and charged with 2 counts of assault.
Listen to me right now. I do not condone under any circumstances domestic violence.
Good. Stop there.
But why would he have done that?
Okay. There it is.
Wouldn't he have just said, yes, you do look pretty? His common law wife.
There's a million reasons why. I'll just start with maybe he didn't hear her. But
he heard her.
I saw this story and I immediately had the thought, it's more for me than you.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, you get to skate by scot-free, just skipping through life without dealing with Katie trip mines.
Mm.
Katie likes to lay the battlefield with a bunch of mines.
Sure.
And I step in them all the time. And this is a cautionary tale for me. Because guess what question, maybe not this exact verbiage.
Thank you.
But it all falls under the umbrella of tell me I'm pretty. Guess what Katie says to me at least 3 times a week.
Oh, I don't even want to guess.
It's something like, am I pretty?
Listen to me right. No, don't say another word.
How does my hair look today?
I do this to Rain.
Oh, that's your response. Okay,
so don't think you're special. Can I just say something? And here's what I think men need to know. Right? It's very simple to make us happy. It's so simple. Do I look pretty right now? Do I look pretty right now?
Yes.
There you go. And we're done. I'm happy you're left alone. That's so hard? Was that so hard?
But what if it's a lie?
I don't care.
You don't care? Because I don't know what this common law wife looks like. But I don't know if it would be a lie to tell her that she does. And second of all, don't ask. Like, clearly what happened was this common law wife got all juiced up watching some sort of rom-com.
Of course.
And the credits rolled, and then she goes, you know, it's been at least 48 hours since Cletus told me that I'm pretty.
He doesn't say she's pretty. That's the only way she's going to get a compliment from him. See, oh, God. Sometimes we have to ask the question because y'all never think to say it out loud. You think it to yourself. She's pretty enough for him to stay with for a long time but not marry.
Well, it might be for financial reasons. Mm-hmm. Might be for health reasons. There's lots of reasons.
Okay, that doesn't mean that he can't just say yes. And again, when a man acts a fool and isn't smart enough to just appease you... Do not assault him, obviously.
Okay.
But men.
No, don't say but.
But men, how freaking hard is it? How hard is it? Is it hard?
It's not hard.
Rain.
Not hard at all.
You get it.
Especially if it's like, you know, first thing in the morning and maybe you don't have your makeup on. Do I look pretty? Of course you do.
How hard is that?
It's not that it's hard. It just feels like... I don't want to be lied to. You know, and here's the other thing. And this is for the fellas. If you're with a girl that needs the constant, vindication.
It's called words of affirmation being your love language.
No, words of affirmation does not include falsehoods or something like that. But it can.
It can.
Okay. Let me ask you a question.
Give your partner, speak their love language, whether you mean it or not.
Do I have 8% body fat?
You know what? I don't know enough about body fat, but you look great.
So is that okay? All right.
Well, yes.
Well, then I can see stuff like that.
Yeah, that was good.
Ask me if you're pretty again.
I feel like this is a trick.